Back in September, the Borough Assembly decided to pursue a combined police station and borough office project and asked for cost estimates and preliminary designs for renovating the old Petersburg City Hall. Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht Friday said he wanted the Assembly's blessing to keep going with that project.
We're looking for your blessing to submit this project to the legislature and say, this is going to be our new facility. And as part of that, I want your blessing in the sense that we can continue moving forward on this project. But we don't have the money for the full construction. We do have plenty of money to continue pushing forward on the design process, basically moving the project to, maybe an overused term, but shovel-ready status, so that when the construction money is available, we're ready to move.
The borough has $4.1 million in state funding that was originally secured for a new or renovated police building. That station, which is part of the municipal building, has a sinking floor and separating walls because of a failing concrete slab. Corey Wall of MRV Architects told the Assembly the rest of the building is in good shape.
The slab in the police department was never meant to support the framing of the second floor of the police station that was put on it at a later date, and that's why it's starting to subside. So that slab needs to be removed, but our structural engineer determined that basically the rest of the building was sound and did need some upgrades to be brought up to current structural standards to house a public safety facility, but it passed that initial test.
The structure was built in 1958, and it used to house the fire department and the library until those two departments moved up Haugen Drive into new buildings. Wall said the structure is just large enough to fit a renovated police department and jail, along with renovated borough offices. He presented drawings of a rehabbed building that he said would look like new.
The finishes, all the piping, all the wiring, pretty much everything you can see is going to be completely like new, including the outside envelope. And then, but we also have some advantages, which is we get to keep structural items that are not at the end of their lifespan or you don't even really have a lifespan. We're not throwing those away and starting new again. So it's kind of the best of both worlds we've found. We've done this with a number of facilities, and what we found is that the trend is actually going towards renovation.
The estimated price tag for the construction is $7.1 million. However, Wall said the estimated cost of the project overall will be $9.7 million. That includes the price of redoing the police communications system, along with rent for temporary borough offices while construction is underway, and design work, construction oversight, furnishings, and other unforeseen costs. The estimate is about $700,000 above the price tag for a new standalone police station. However, Wall pointed out that the construction costs were about the same.
So again, construction is about the same for a building that's 4,000 square feet bigger than the other facility was. But your project costs are a little bit higher because we put more in on the project cost side. We believe that that's realistic. It's good. That's what it's going to take to get the project done completely and correctly. But that's the reason that you're seeing that increase in money for the total project costs.
Wall said design work was about 15% completed. The proposed building would have a new entry and parking area for the borough offices, an enclosed garage for the police station, and would use pre-manufactured jail cells. The building would be heated and cooled with air source heat pumps. Mayor Mark Jensen said he'd be meeting with legislators in Juneau this week.
I mean, we're meeting with the right people, co-chair of finance committee, and can get a chance to go to the governor's office, and Kathy Munoz, who isn't our representative, but has expressed that she would do everything she can to help us, and I believe she's on a house finance, so... tight budget up there this year, though, so we'll just do what we can do and see what happens.
Jensen also asked Police Chief Kelly Swihart for his opinion on the proposal.
Yeah, this is a great concept. We're happy with it. As we continue, we may want to move some doorways or walls a little bit here and there, move those around a little bit. But I think it's a great concept, and the staff's reviewed it. Everyone seems pretty happy with it.
The Assembly voted unanimously to authorize the mayor and manager to seek state funding for the project. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.